Well, this evening we want to, we're going to go through the Christmas story. Of course, the Christmas story, sometimes when we use the word story, we make it sound like it's a fairy tale, don't we? And so I want to say we're going to look at the Christmas account. So when we change the word, it changes everything. But we're going to talk about, we're going to read through. And what we have here is the whole, each of the different places, this account. And then we're going to have some songs in between there. During these songs, I want you to sit down and sing it. And so you're going to be our cantata tonight. Amen. We're going to sing together. And so the songs in there, you'll see they've got, just a couple verses of each one, maybe two, three, or four. One we get at the end has more, but our idea, you just stay seated. We'll go right into that. And a little bit later on in the service, we're going to turn our candles on, and we're going to do a little bit of a Christmas caroling and candlelight, and we're going to have a special, and we're going to have a little bit of fun in that way and just spend some time together. As we celebrate this. So we begin the Christmas story with Joseph's visit here in Matthew 1:18. So now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending knee the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Yet with the woes of sin and strife the world has suffered long, beneath the angel's strain have rolled 2,000 years of wrong. And man at war with man is not the love on which they bring. Oh, hush the noisy man of strife, and hear the angels sing.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, for he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imaginations of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things. And the rich he hath sent away. He sent empty away. He hath hope in his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. As he spake to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed, forever.
O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Oh, sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God. glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet Thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to Thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
The first Noel the angel did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. They looked up and saw a star shining in the east. continued both day and night. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written, in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spoke of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem.
Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful, O ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness.
light and life to all He brings, risen with healing in His wings. Mild He lays His, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth, and hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is He that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen His star in the east and are come to worship Him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Israel with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of these shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Let's all stand together as we sing this last one.
We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with loyal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceed, guide us to thy perfect light. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, see, sing never, over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh. Prayer and praising, all men raising, worship him God on high. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with loyal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom. Sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, still in the stone-cold tomb. Oh,
Star of one, star of night, star with loyal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, pills through the earth and skies. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with loyal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Thank you. Please be seated. You know how hard it is for a preacher to read all that and sing all that without saying anything? You know, I'm just thinking, just don't say nothing, right? Just, we'll get there. Does it excite you? I mean, listen, this is a wonderful, wonderful time we get to spend together. And remember this day in the Bible talk. You say, well, you know, wise men really there? It talks about he was born and they heard he was born. And that's why we added in there. That's why the Bible puts it together and adds those things. Listen, it's exciting when we see what was happening and we get to see the whole story, right? We're watching this and imagine it. So I thought about what an event. What an event. Joseph, I'm not going to read any more of the scripture. We read it all. All right? We read all the passages. I mean, there's more in the Old Testament. We could look at where it's prophesied. But listen, I want to just talk about this a little bit just for the next about 45 minutes to an hour. No, not very long. But listen, Joseph, he was a just man. He did as the angel had bidden him. What an amazing thing. I want us to grab this thought tonight, and we're going to see a few things. I'm only going to spend about 10, 15 minutes on here, so hold on. Good. I want to get us something from this. But I'm thinking about Joseph. I think maybe he was the one who had to have the greatest faith of all that were involved in this thing. I mean, he had to trust that this was really a child of the Holy Ghost. Mary knew it was. Joseph didn't. He had to believe. He had to just trust what God was saying. Whew, I'm telling you, there was some challenge in that thing. But listen, it's this thing about just believing what God had said. Listen, there's some prophecy. By the way, this wasn't all new. We kind of sometimes think it came out of the blue, right? No, there had been prophecy of old day. And it came and he said, here's what's going to happen. And he said, okay, this is it. I mean, how many other men used this one through history? Women say, I'm just kidding. Y'all with me? All right. What a decision and challenge to do the ministry of raising the Son of God. I mean, that'd be good on a resume. You know? Man, what a challenge. What a challenge to realize. I mean, I don't know. You almost got to think, Joseph couldn't have grabbed all that when it first came. Okay, God, I'm going to do what you say. And then all of a sudden, well, wait a minute. What did I just get into? You know, I don't know how that went, honestly. But we find this that he was a just man. What a challenge it was for him to make that decision. Then there was Mary, a highly favored, blessed woman. I mean, listen, when the angel came and told her that she was the one that was chosen to do this, she was troubled. Alarmed. I mean, can you imagine just alarmed that God had chosen her? Wow. I mean, of the whole planet and of all the time of history ever, only one woman was going to do this. And it's quite amazing that God would at any time at all choose any of us to fulfill his will and his plan. But Mary chose to be used. She said it this way. She said, be it unto me according to thy word. Listen, the Bible tells us a little later. He said, listen, his name, the angel called his name Jesus before he was even in her womb. He'd already decided. There was a decision that had to be made. It wasn't until after her decision that the Holy Spirit put that child in her womb that she said, "Be it unto me, Lord. I'm ready to do what you want me to do. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to make a choice." God doesn't force us. He gives us a choice to choose Him. I mean, listen, God will sometimes and oftentimes lay out something very beautiful for us, hope. He gives grace, gives mercy. Can you imagine a God that will forgive all that we've ever done? Can you imagine being able to wipe your slate clean? Wouldn't it be great at times, men, if you could just, your wife said, "Okay, I'm going to wipe it all clean." Right? Be times when you could say, "You know, I've done it. Can we just wipe it clean? Can we just start over?" And wouldn't it be wonderful? Oh, wait. No, it is wonderful. That's what He said. He said, "I'm going to give you an opportunity to..." And He lays out this wonderful, wonderful gift to us. Then we find Elizabeth. She confirmed that faith of Mary when she said, blessed is she that believed, is what Elizabeth said. When Mary came in unto her, to her house, and she came in, said that the babe leaped in my womb. John the Baptist was in her body, right? And she said, "Wow, something happened." She said, and then she seen her, you know, said, you know, what an honor that the mother of my Lord would come here. And she said, "Blessed is she that believed." Whew. You did what God wanted you to do. What an amazing thing. It's because of her belief that Mary is in this story at all. You know, it's our believing that adds us to the story of eternal life. Where our names are written in the book of life comes behind believing. Right? I mean, wow. Imagine if, and I don't know how this all works. I'm not, you know, trying to be a master of all this. But imagine if Mary would have said, No, I'm not. I'm not going to do that. This is crazy. You know, my husband's not going to believe me. I'm going to be cast out. I'm going to be, you know, there's a lot of great consequences that could have came there. And she said, be it unto me according to your will. Whatever's going to come is going to come. But imagine if she'd have said no, and I imagine the Lord has said, "I'm going to find somebody that will." What if Mary was like the third one down the road? Maybe, I don't know. I'm just putting that out here. Let me just say it this way. When she believes, she's put in the story forever. She said, "People are going to call me blessed." Wow. Because of that believing. It's our believing that adds us to all eternity. We're going to be there for all eternity, not because of how great we are. Nothing we can do. Nothing we can do that can get us there. God said, "I'm just going to give you this if you'll accept this truth that I'm laying before you." Wow. The shepherds as well. They heard the message and believed. They quickly made their way to the Savior. That what made haste is what they said. It means they quickly heard the angel said this, so let's go. Let's go see what that's all about. They made their way there. And what they saw in that stable, in that place, in that manger that day, what they saw in God's plan of redemption caused them to tell the others of that good news. I'll tell you, when we receive something so wonderful, it's not just, "Hey, this could be great for us," but what God said He would do, He did it. There it is. You know what He was telling people? This is real, folks. Now is the time. God did what He said He was going to do. What an amazing thing. Said, you know, those shepherds, they went and told others. This is a story of people that had been looking for the Lord's answer for their salvation. People that not only recognized there was a hole in their life, something was missing. They realized something was missing in their life. Not only that, but said, "I'm going to look for it from the Lord." Many of us That's how we came to Christ, how I came to Christ. Something was missing in my life. I knew something was missing. I didn't know what it was. Didn't know what it was. And God began to draw me. And I said, God, here am I. You know, I want to know something. God brought that message to me. And He said right here, and by the way, bringing the message to me wasn't myself. Just because He has a gift doesn't mean it was my salvation. That day I said, Lord, that's what I want. That's what I'm looking for. And I received that gift. And it became mine. Listen, this is a story of people that were looking for the redemption of Israel, for the redemption for their soul. Simeon was blessed to have seen the salvation of the Lord. That's what he said. Listen, Anna as well gave thanks and began to tell others that were looking to be redeemed from their sin. It's amazing how when people receive this message, they want to give it to somebody else. It's almost like it does something too good. You know, news that's too good to hold on to. Right? It's wonderful. And then finally, we saw the wise men from the east. Men that traveled a long way to find the promised Savior. So how did they know about this? You know, there's a lot of things that we don't know about things. That's pretty deep. There's things that we don't know about things. That's the deep message tonight. How did they know? And there's a lot of stories, and I don't want to get into all those because there's a lot of stories. All I know is that they knew something about it. They knew there was going to be a star. They knew God was going to. They knew this prophecy. They knew something was going to be out there. Whatever it was, God directed them and drew them, and He's put it in His story. These men put in the story because they believed enough to come. These wise men. Can I just say this to you tonight? You've heard this, but wise men have been seeking Jesus since His birth. Tonight I share the same story with you. We've looked at here about the Savior that came to this world. Came for us. Set us free from the burden of our sin. Just as those in that day began with believing, we must do the same today. Same thing for us today. That's the gospel. That's the good news. That if we will believe on Him, the one sent from heaven, the one that died in our place to forgive us of our sin, the one that rose again, right? Then if we will, hey, listen, if we will believe on Him, we will receive the greatest gift that man could ever receive. You know, when people say, the greatest day in my life is anything other than the salvation. They don't really remember what it was. You know, when I got saved, I thought I was just getting some religion. I didn't really understand it all. I mean, I was following the Lord, but I didn't understand it all, I'll be quite honest. Really didn't. I thought, well, this is great. Okay, I'm doing what God wants. Okay, let me add that, right? But man, when I really understood what happened, and I got down the road, and I look back to what happened to my life that day, man, it's so sweet. When I look, there's nothing in my life that's as great as that gift. Nothing you can give. Well, you know, what about this gift? There's nothing. This isn't something that moths can eat up. Rust doesn't corrupt it. I've been sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day that I'm redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ when He comes again. It's the gift of eternal life. You know, we'd love to help you receive that gift tonight. You know, for those that have received the gift of the Savior, listen. If you're here tonight, and I don't ever know. You know, I don't know who's who at times. I don't know what's in here. You know, the only person I know has received the gift is me. But I'm telling you, if you've never really received that gift, I've been to church and I've done this. And listen, if you've never received the gift of eternal life that really actually splits life in half before I was saved and after I was saved. Right? B.C. and A.D. Before Christ, right? Right? And after my death. Right? Before Christ, I was something. But after my death, when I died to self and was born again to Him, my life changed. I mean, I can. There's so many things that splits it. If there's not that, well, you know, I kind of always been saved. No, listen, you've not always been saved. None of us have always been saved. And so if you're like this, say, I don't know if I have that. Listen, we want to help you to know that. Not because we know stuff, but we know this stuff. We know Him. Same way we received it. For those that have received the gift of the Savior, isn't Christmas so much sweeter to us? It's not just presents and Santa Claus and glowing-nosed deer, right? It's not just, we like gifts. I'm not opposed to all this stuff. You know, there's things that get in the way. I understand all that. I'm not here to talk about that tonight, but I'm just saying, listen, when we receive Christ as our Savior, Christmas is so sweet. It's time to remember that our Savior came and God gave us that greatest gift. And because He gave us that gift, we give gifts and we've kind of continued some of those things. But listen, folks, I'm going to tell you, let's remember this year that Jesus is the reason for all of this. You say, well, you know, this date. Now, listen, let's don't get caught up on all that stuff. Let's just get caught up on Him. I'm so glad He came. I'm so glad He came. Let's all stand together. Let's pray.